Concern is growing over if Alabama jails and prisons are prepared to battle the coronavirus pandemic. This comes as the first Alabama prisoner dies from COVID-19 in recent weeks. Alabama Public Radio is part of a joint COVID-19 unit. We're partnering with WVUA 23TV and UA's Center for Public Television. As part of that effort, APR's Bailey Majors looks at how changing guidelines for release in Alabama's detention centers could help slow the spread of COVID-19.
We're trying to flatten that curve within the jail and prison system, and a component of that, I think, has to be consideration of release.
Jenny Carroll is a professor of law at the University of Alabama. She's joining other prison advocates and asking Governor Kay Ivey to consider early release and alternative detention for elderly and low-risk prisoners to keep coronavirus from spreading.
When you're in a dense population that's unable to social distance, is unable to practice best sanitation techniques like a jail or prison, the probability that the infection rate is going to be high is not surprising.
The push for early release comes amid growing concern that Alabama's prisons are unprepared to manage COVID-19. An internal document from the Department of Corrections says severe overcrowding and understaffing make it impossible to keep prisoners and employees from contracting the virus.
Death is imminent for us.
Prisoners in the Alabama correctional system fearing for their lives as the coronavirus pandemic spreads.
It's going to be a mass grave site up in East Frill.
That audio is from footage from CNN obtained from inside an Alabama state prison where inmates are pleading for help.
They are not giving us hand sanitizer. They're not giving us proper soap. They're not giving us masks.
The plea from inmates is sparking outrage, as the DOC document says system-wide shortfalls could result in widespread infection. That could prompt the need for military intervention and the deaths of hundreds of inmates. Carroll says this shows the state's detention centers are not equipped to handle coronavirus.
There's been a lot of complaints that we're hearing from inmates that they aren't getting tested when they request testing, that often there's huge delays in the testing. And beyond that, we know in particularly local facilities that there's just not access to tests.
Professor Carroll is one of several activists pushing for early release for alternative detention for nonviolent and older prisoners. Alabama Democratic Senator Doug Jones says ankle bracelet monitoring for certain inmates is a step in the right direction, but it has to be done right and with caution.
And so I think this is something that probably has to be looked at very seriously. But again, the criteria has to be very scrutinized very carefully, because you don't want to put people out in the community who are going to be predators, who are going to be violent offenders, those that are not ready.
A mandate from Governor Kay Ivey allows county jails to reduce the number of inmates they house. It allows for releasing probation and parole violators who have been in jail for 20 days without a hearing if they aren't being held on another criminal charge. Many detention centers are also turning away visitors, only allowing staff inside who can pass screening tests. Officials with the Alabama Bureau of Pardons and Paroles recently announced they will restart parole hearings in May after canceling hundreds of hearings due to COVID-19. But Carroll says that isn't enough. She says more needs to be done in jails and prisons to protect the inmates who are in detention long term. She says those systems being unprepared are putting the inmates' lives at risk.
Even those who have been convicted, they've been convicted and they've been sentenced under our state system that does not include a death penalty for every offense. And essentially, by leaving them in those jails and prisons, you are ineffectively sentencing them to a randomized death penalty.
After news of an Alabama inmate dying from coronavirus, state corrections officials say they have quarantined some inmates at various facilities who may have been exposed to the virus. They've also provided, quote, necessary guidelines and health education to those individuals and staff. The department also says inmates will only be tested for COVID-19 if they show symptoms and have a physician's order. But the steps taken by ADOC aren't putting inmates at ease, including this one who spoke to CNN.
My thing to the outside world is help. Help. Help for the overcrowding, help for sanitary purposes, help for a release mechanism. We need to release some of these people. We need help.
Bailey Majors, APR News in Tuscaloosa.